Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be having a prophet named John Paul Jackson talk about 33 different events that prophetic events that have happened, that is happening, and that's going to happen. And and we're going to hear also that the consequences of this, which are really good, is the purging and the revealing of the church. It brings the church to a place, you know, followers of Jesus Christ, church not being building, but just you as a believer. It brings us to a place of like, I'm all God's. You know, here I am. I'm all yours. I'm going to pick up my cross. I'm going to deny myself. I'm going to follow you. I'm here. And believe it or not, that's actually where we need to be. And this whole process is going to get us there. And it's minimum force necessary, which means based on what John Paul Jackson is saying, and just looking, no man can say they fully understand God. But when you read about God, you see that the only reason the hardship was coming so that he could get our attention, that we could turn to him, hear what he said, and do what he said. And with hardship, it's normally we've sinned, we've turned away from God, we have these other gods, you know, whether it's money, stuff, things, ourselves, whatever, and we just repent. I mean, from the fall of man in the garden, God has declared he wants to be in fellowship with us. That's the whole purpose of creating men. So when somebody tells you, some religious person tells you that it's over and that, you know, God doesn't love you, the whole creation is shouting God loves you. He has a plan of redemption for you through his son, but he has to get our attention when we start trusting in things and stuff and worshiping things and stuff instead of him and thinking that's God. And somebody said, I would never worship money as God. Well, this is the question is, if God asked you for it, would you give it to him? But if your job asked, think about this. If God said, give me all your money, would you give it to him? You know, just, and that happened before. That happened with the rich young ruler because that was his issue. That was his God. And he just walked away. He was very religious, but he walked away sad because he had many things. But now I got another question for you. If your boss told you, who provides money for you, the work of your hand, never bring God up again in this workplace, would you give up God to your boss? And you wouldn't give God your money. Will you give money your God? And that's how you know who your God is. Now, this is not abnormal for human nature for us to get that confused and we go astray. And if you look and study the whole Word of God, you know, God sees this and God still loves us and you know, brings us back to a place of repentance at times. Some people make it, some people don't make it through that. But we first have to say, you know what? I don't even give God a 10% of my money. I wouldn't give up all my money to God. I'm like the rich young ruler. America's like the rich young ruler right now. And yes, my boss did tell me. They made me feel real awkward when I brought God up once way back when, 10 years ago. And I gave God up at that point at the workplace. You know, if you said, you know, I want you to give your sports to God, just give all your sports, all your fishing, your hunting, your everything you could do with a ball,
baseball,
kick it, Saints, throw it, baseball, catch it, throw it in a basket, kick it in whatever. You know, it's amazing what the world does with the
ball. I know.
Anyway, so would you give that to God? He said, you can never again have that. And you go, well, that's not God. That's not the question. Would you do it? And if you say no, the question is, would you give sports your God? In other words, when it's playing on Sunday and your gathering was on Sunday, did you say, you know what, God, this is the NFL. This is the NBA. This is the World Cup or whatever. And so we just give God up for that. So you think about it. We got to really ask ourselves that question because all this is going on and we're going to be talking about today with John Paul Jackson, you know, reviewing these 33 words is, or have we left God? Has the church taken on other gods? And he said, there shall be no other gods before him.
That's right.
And it's not, and religion would tell you, you know, religious spirit would tell you, you know, it's over. You know, it's like, you know, I don't say all the things they probably say, but you would just feel condemned.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have like a vulture of depression flying over you and be chunking, you know, condemnation on you versus going like, yeah, but God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. Just make a decision to turn today. And that's the God that we serve. So this is all about redeeming the earth, redeeming America, redeeming the church in America, redeeming, surfacing the church. And so what's going to be talked about at the end of these 33 words is like, what is this whole shaking going to do? And it's about a shaking. What is this shaking going to do? And it's going to cause more persecution to come on the church only because you can find her. The thing about it is, it's like, you know, I would actually persecute the church. Lucifer's probably going, I'd persecute the church if I could find her. Yeah. Find her. You know, I showed up at their house. There was no Bibles. There was no fruit, you know. And so then I went to the workplace. I'm like, I'm sure God's here in the workplace, right? Mm-hmm. And this is just a, you know, parable. And then so he shows up in the workplace. He's like, no, they worship money. Their boss tells them whatever to do. They bow down. Even if it means bow down to a graven image, they do that. So, no Christians here, you know. Mm-hmm. And so then they go into the community and they say, well, I'm sure if there's a Christian here, they'll walk out in their neighborhood. They'll be praying for their neighborhood, helping their neighbor, loving their neighbor and all that kind of stuff. Like, man, I'm walking around the neighborhoods and there's nobody walking. They don't even know their neighbors. They just kind of pull up in these cars that God gave them, but they don't even acknowledge God gave them. That couldn't be a Christian. Then they open the electronic doors, which God gave them. They don't even acknowledge God gave it to them. Then they pull into a house that God gave them, but they don't even acknowledge God gave them. And they close the door behind them, and they just go off and never, never land. And their media choices and all these different... I can't find the church. So what's going to happen is we're going to be brought to a day of reckoning. I think some of the words that have been given is, you know, out of Texas, out of Tampa, and just at large is... You know, we got to. Who are we allegiant? Who has our allegiance? Notice that it's weird, but it's true that America thinks it's negative. Many people think it's negative to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. When you become a citizen, you have to make a pledge. When you're a soldier, you have to make a pledge. When you are a congressman or, you know, a political representative, you have to make a pledge and swear an oath. By the way, it doesn't matter if you keep it or not, I guess, but swear an oath. But now they're saying that's a bad thing. But you know why? I really believe it's because we have to first, God will let us make an allegiance to a nation, his church has to make an allegiance to him. Because first came the kingdom, then came America, as we know it. Not the land, but the United States of America. America, how we got here and how we stay here. You've got to catch that. Go to VFNTV.com. There's a series on that, on the VFN torch, because you'll see that's how we got here. And before we go into this, I don't know if we're going to have time. We'll have time. That... First Amendment, we have to understand the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The best thing we could do right now, the best thing that we could do is sing the Constitution, put cartoons up about the Constitution, you know, write on sidewalks with chalk about the Constitution, have television shows about the Constitution, do artwork and media things about the Constitution, and just permeate. If you want something to fund... This new Congress, fund educating America on the Constitution. We don't know it. No. Nobody, and they don't know that you're there because of the Constitution. They don't understand when people say, I got rights. They don't realize that comes because of the Constitution. And they don't know in the preamble that says all of our rights come from God. But if you get this Constitution in everyone's hand for the next 2 years, that's all you do is just educate America, all 50 states, all 3,600 counties, whatever we are, I don't know how many we are. And just begin to just educate, because we got to first find out the original documentation and the intent of this nation, that our rights come from God. And then maybe, you know, we'll realize God came first, the nation came second. And so if we turn to God, maybe God will give us the nation. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.